Section 1, downloading the Bard Express program from the Bard website. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation on how to download and use the Bard Express program. First of all, if you already have the program, you don't have to do this first step. If you don't have it, and this is your first time logging into the new Bard website, here is how you do it. Everybody's browser is different, but I will go to my desktop.
Zen desktop folder view list view JAWS 2022-21.
Okay, and then I will press G for Google Chrome.
Google Chrome 424. Enter. Send search bar edit. Search Google or type a URL.
I'm going to type in Bard.
D search 1-1-A. R. D.
Dot.
Read.
L-O-C.
L. O. C.
Dot.
Period.
G-O-V.
V. Address and search bar edit Bard log gov.
Okay, I'm going to press enter.
Bard log gov selected. Bard Braille and audio reading download National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled downloadable books.
Okay, it automatically puts you into a field where you type your email address. So I will do that right now.
OM.
Then you press tab to get to the next field, which is the password field.
Password, password edit.
I'm going to type in my password, and this is the first time you do that. So you type in your password. Of course, it's going to come up as stars.
Star, 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 star. Login button.
Okay, then you tab one more time to the login button. And I tab through all of these controls. Press enter on the login button. Then you get to a page that says Bard Account Authentication. And here's what it says.
Account authentication heading level 1 Bard heading level 2 Account authentication. Your account is now configured to use advanced authentication. Choose the OK link to proceed with logging into Bard where you will be asked to enter your login credentials one more time. OK link.
Okay, so if you're actually reading down the page, you might have to tab or shift tab to the OK button. But you just tab to OK and press enter.
Bard login, email address edit, email address.
Now it takes you into the fields where you once again type in your credentials. Email address first. Now I'm going to tab once.
Word password edit.
Type in your password again.
Show password button. Box not checked. Remember me check government terms of use link.
Okay, now here's where you can have it remember you if you want it to. So
remember me check box not checked.
I'm going to do that.
Space checked.
And then
government terms of use link.
Then there's a government terms of use
login button.
And after that is the login button. And of course, I've been tabbing to all of these things. So when you get to the login button, press enter. Bard main page.
Main page.
When you get on the Bard main page, the download for the Bard Express is very near the bottom.
List end.
And then get my links in a list by pressing insert F7, and you can do this with either JAWS or NVDA. So then you can press the letter B.
Bard Express external 6 of 20.
Okay, and that'll take you right to Bard Express. So the best thing to do is to stay at the top of the page and then get your links in a list and press your B and it says Bard Express External. Press enter on that.
Bard main page, Google Chrome. Welcome to Bard Express National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled NLS Library of Congress, Google Chrome.
Okay, when you get on the Bard Express page, press your H and go down your headings until it says Welcome to the Bard Express page.
Level 1, Welcome to Bard Express.
Welcome to Bard Express. Because there's a whole bunch of stuff above that that you don't need. Press Tab.
Region, Access Bard Link. Frequently Asked Questions, Bard Express User Guide Link. Download Bard Express Link.
Okay, so after the Bard Express User Guide, you will hear a link that says Download Bard Express. Press Enter on it.
Download complete. Bard Express 64 installed.
Okay. Now you go to your downloads, and there's several ways of doing that. I think I've got mine on the desktop.
Oh, Zen, desktop.
If you don't have it on the desktop, you can go to Windows Explorer. Let's do that just in case you don't have it on the desktop. So press Windows plus E as in Echo.
Z. File Explorer.
Item File Explorer.
Box. Items view multi-select list box. Frequent folders expanded. Not selected desktop. No, 1 of 28. Not selected desktop.
Okay, press the letter D.
Downloads, 2 of 28.
Until you get to downloads, which you are there already. Now, at this point...
Downloads, items view list box. Items view multi-select list box. Today expanded. Not selected Bard Express 64 installer book space.
Okay, so 64. I've got Bard Express in the downloads. Now, all of that you can skip if you already have it. So what I've told you up until now, you can skip if you already have the executable.